Philip. You're very welcome to the show and thanks for joining me this evening.
Good afternoon, Amber. How are we?
Very good. Thanks very much. I suppose we're very much in an era now where there's political instability and volatile energy markets as well. So how important is it maybe that businesses start looking maybe for other options and maybe looking towards solar?
Yeah, resilience is key to this whole thing. Forecastability and, I suppose, protection. It seems to be an increasing narrative. We see risk and we try to manage it as best we can. Self-generation is the first and leading way to do that. If you can generate on site yourself, more is the better. The view with solar is that you're taking a long-term view and taking back control of where your energy is coming from and the costs associated with the same.
And I suppose cost is something that's obviously hugely important, Philip, to businesses, especially SMEs, I suppose, which we'd have a lot of here in Kerry as well. So it's important, I suppose, to recognise that, you know, spending the money now maybe and putting in that kind of different infrastructure, that it will have cost saving measures into the future. Isn't that the case?
Yeah, particularly in the world of solar, when you're buying and investing in a solar PV system for your business, you're effectively buying an amount of energy. The energy produced by the solar panels is pretty uniform. It's seasonally affected, obviously, more generation in summer and less in wintertime, but it's very consistent. It's a long-term 25-plus year asset for your business. The investment up front now gives you protection longer term. The cost per kilowatt hour from your system that's generating from day one is considerably lower than the retail price of electricity. And that's even considering nowadays. And we expect energy prices, unfortunately, to increase over time in line with inflation. So that unit of energy that you're producing by investing in solar at your business could be as low as 6 or 7 cents when you take a longer term view on what's being produced against what you've paid.
And I know as well at Pinergy, you've done some research recently and it was on commercial solar findings, I suppose. So we might talk about some of those as well. In terms of the cost efficiencies, what were you noticing there or what did the research come back with?
We're seeing the cost of systems coming down considerably. Batteries have come down considerably in the recent past as well. Panels are generally staying stable, but we're seeing that we can see a return on investment in its coarsest fashion of about 2-3 and in some cases up to 5 years. That's a significant drop from even as recent as 3 or 4 years ago, where we were seeing typical system return investment in the region of 5 to 7 years. So we're seeing a significant reduction on that side.
Okay, that's very interesting. And in terms of businesses then, and the research that you've done, I suppose, did you find that they were like actively monitoring maybe their energy usage, or was it something that they weren't even thinking about, or what did the research come back with?
We're seeing quite a lot. We're seeing a significant increase in people looking at what's happening with energy. Through our metering business, AccuTrace, that interest has significantly grown. Where we saw in the years past that it was real estate and larger businesses looking to better understand what's happening within production facilities, we're now seeing the more common, more populous SME sector looking to see what's happening within their business day to day. If you're a 5-day-a-week business, people are still interested to see what's happening in those days, but then trying to match what's happening at the weekend.
Yeah. And in terms of businesses, I think, you know, we're hearing more and more that businesses are coming on board and they're kind of making that move and installing solar panels. Was that reflected in the research that you did as well?
We are seeing 1 in 4, about 24% of businesses that we were speaking with plan to install systems in their businesses. Mm-hmm. We did have a percentage of that were not quite clear, but we're looking to do more research. And of the people that we spoke to, about 43% already had panels on their installations.
Okay, that's good to hear. And it very much, obviously, it's very topical at the moment, I suppose, with everything that's going on in the world as well. And even just in general, I suppose the businesses are looking to become that bit more sustainable. So it seems to be that more and more are looking at it and looking to make that move as well. And that's actually quite positive, I can imagine, Philip, because it makes such a difference when they do make that move and they do install the solar panels.
It is. We do see, you know, a significant number of owner managers and leaders in business making themselves primarily responsible for driving energy efficiency and sustainability. It is becoming a business as usual topic. It's not just, you know, a flight of fancy or an aspiration. It's becoming a core element in budgeting, cost management, and also the marketability of appealing to customers with a broader sustainability view on the world.
Yeah. And in terms of the businesses maybe that were looking to make that move but hadn't done it quite yet, maybe, or the ones maybe that were a little bit, I suppose, hesitant maybe to make that move, were there different factors maybe that came into play there that were kind of, I suppose, stopping them at this point from taking the leap?
The challenges were set out with regard to costs, a little bit of further education or further research being looked at, unsure of price volatility or price direction. I think I would suggest since this research was done, given the conditions at a geopolitical level, that we would expect an increased interest, and we're already seeing it coming through from both our electricity and supply business, but also through our solar business.
Yeah, that's great to hear. And Philip, I know then you have some tips as well for people who might be considering maybe getting solar for their own business. So can you talk us through maybe some of those and what you'd advise?
I suppose we would consider that we would recommend that people consider solar as a long-term infrastructure investment, and that they take that longer-term view that while we see typical paybacks in a 2 to 6 year payback, that if you take the view that the panels are there with a 25-year power warranty typically or more, and inverters with 10, 12-year warranties or lifespans, as an asset, it actually has a longer-term play for your business. You need to know what's happening with the energy consumption, both inside and outside of your business. So what's happening outside of hours, what's happening during the day, when it's happening during the day. You should be checking your local grid capacity connection and compliance requirements. It's quite important. One of the things we find when we go to talk to customers is that they aspire to a large system but are constrained by their own and current ESB supply structure. You need to plan for that sustained performance. So the solar system is a 25-year asset. We should be preparing to manage and understand what that looks like. We need to be prepared for that longer-term view, which is important. We need to explore the various funding options available. There are various funding avenues through your bank. There are significant grants for SMEs in Ireland for solar in their premises. There's up to €163,000 available from SCAI for installations for SMEs under the SRES program. We support and provide those services and guidance the whole way through. We do see that an increasing number of SMEs do have difficulties in finding and accessing information on what financing structures are available to them. And so we provide and we can give guidance on that through consultation with our sales team.
Yeah, that's great to hear. And I was going to ask you about that actually as well, because there is so much, I suppose, to take in there, and it can be a lot for people, especially for business owners who are so busy doing other things as well, and running the day-to-day aspects of their business. So if someone's listening and they want to find out a little bit more, they're unsure of one aspect or the other, can they contact you maybe? And what's the best way to do it, Philip?
They can contact Pinergy directly through the call centre, through the numbers available online. They can contact through to the sales team in the solar business as well.
Fantastic. And it's definitely worth looking into, I can imagine, for business owners, because as you've gone through the benefits there as well, I suppose, and the long term benefits that come, over the years and the decades, it's definitely worth researching into and just seeing, I suppose, how your business can benefit from the likes of this.
Yeah. I mean, ultimately, being energy efficient first, understanding what's happening within your business and understanding your operation, improving efficiency within your own four walls of your operation is the first port of call. And then once you've gone through that journey through measurement and verification and understanding, you can then look at renewables to really top that piece off. I mean, we do see people talking to us about green energy. We have people who are increasingly interested in understanding what's happening with measurement and verification. I know our metering team are quite active with the Killarney Chamber of Commerce, I believe it is, supporting measurement and verification and basically demystifying energy for lots of businesses in that area with metering solutions. And leading, coming out of the back of that, is efficiency on your site, followed by the option to look at the best size, right size solar system for your organization.
Okay, that's great to hear. Well, Philip, thanks very much for taking the time to talk to me this evening. It's been lovely to have you on the show.
No problem at all. Thanks very much.